What is the role of GIS in rural resource allocation? So resource mapping in rural area consists of water, land, forest, aids, and helps in efficient natural resource management. GIS is used to also do proper infrastructure planning. Thereby, you optimize the warehouse location and transport hubs. By optimizing warehouse location and transport hubs, you not only reduce the cost, but you also reduce the time and thereby increase the profit. You can also, using GIS, plan for market accessibility analysis and keep improving the supply chain management. And if you do a collaborative GIS, you can help the rural communities coordinate the resource allocation properly. For example, FAO uses GIS to plan irrigation and optimize agriculture productivity. So what are the benefits of geospatial technologies in rural supply chain? One, it helps in optimizing logistics, reducing cost, and improving transport efficiency. Two, you take data-driven decision-making. Therefore, you get better market production, smarter production, and market alignment. Your sustainability is enhanced through better land and resource management. You get improved access, market access, which ensures rural producers can reach broader customer base. You empower rural businesses to integrate into digital and global supply chains. Micro warehouse and technology integration. So micro warehouse is nothing but a decentralized storage solution which is close to the production center. So using technology driven micro warehouse, you reduce the logistic cost and you optimize the inventory. It supports a small scale producers by reducing dependency on large distribution centers, and it enhances supply chain responsiveness, efficiency, and sustainability. Again, as an example, Ninja Cart uses micro warehouses to speed up farm to market deliveries. Decentralized storage solutions for reducing logistics cost. So local accessibility ensures quick access to goods and reduces the transport time. Now, obviously, when you lower the transportation cost, you improve profitability. And it's a big thing for a small rural producers. You also reduce dependency on middlemen, and therefore you get a fairer pricing for the producers. Now, because of all this, you get scalability options, which allows business to expand storage capacity based on demand. And by better handling the perishable goods, you prevent food loss, you maintain the quality, and thereby also help the farmers not to have cash losses. So what are the technology-driven inventory management in micro warehousing? So you have IoT, Internet of Things, and RFID, radio frequency identification tags, which enables real-time tracking and inventory control. You have automated stock management, which reduces manual errors and enhances efficiency. You have cloud-based analytics, which improves forecasting, thereby helping the business to adjust the supply depending on the forecast. Via remote monitoring through mobile app, you allow the entrepreneurs to manage their warehouse anywhere. You have tools like Zoho and SAP Cloud, which enables affordable digital management for rural, small, and medium enterprises. Short distance fulfillment in rural supply chain. So of course, the faster deliveries improve market efficiency and customer satisfaction. We already are seeing in urban areas in forms of Zipto and other tools, other platforms. And obviously in rural supply chain, you have to lower the transportation cost, which makes the supply chain more affordable and accessible. And you also have to reduce the spoilages, especially for perishable items like dairy, fruits, and vegetables. You also need to have, in today's world, eco-friendly logistics by optimizing fuel consumption and carbon footprint reduction. And you must have increased resilience during disruptions like natural disaster or seasonal fluctuations. What are the additional benefits of micro warehousing? In rural areas, you create jobs, therefore it boosts the local economy and employment. Using a shared storage facilities, you encourage collaboration between small businesses. Demand-based inventory management prevents overstocking and shortages, and you use AI for it. E-commerce integration ensures rural business can access online markets efficiently. And sustainability focus you have to have by reducing waste and improve the logistics efficiency and thereby increase the profit and reduce the cost. So how do you transform rural supply chains? So you use two combinations. You use geospatial technologies, spatial technology and micro warehousing. And using that, we are transforming rural logistics. How are we doing that? So we are able to do better route management, and you can do the resource allocation properly to optimize the supply chain. Secondly, technology-driven inventory systems is helping to reduce cost and enhance productivity. Faster deliveries and local fulfillment is helping to boost the rural business success. And future-ready rural supply chains can be integrated with AI, IoT, and blockchain for further innovation. How do you address post-harvest losses with technology? Now, post-harvest losses obviously impacts the farmer's income, food security, and market availability. And why is it taking place? Because there's inefficiency in storage, transportation, and handling, which leads to this waste and economic loss. Now, technology provides innovative solutions to improve supply chain efficiently. Now, you have cold chains, digital planning tools, value-added techniques to help reduce these losses. You're integrating technology into rural supply chain to ensure better profitability and sustainability. What is the advanced storage solution, which is cold chains? So you set up a cold chain to preserve perishable goods like fruits, vegetables, dairy, and seafood. You get a refrigerated storage and transport to maintain optimal temperature and humidity levels. By doing this, you can extend the shelf life of the product. You can prevent the spoilage and enable distant market access. So, as an example, in India, Snowman Logistics, they provide cold storage for rural farmers and they link them to urban and export market. By doing that, you also reduce reliance on middlemen, which of course ensures higher earnings for the farmers. Smart warehousing for storage optimization. Now, how do you ensure that you do smart warehousing and optimize your storage? So you have IoT-based sensors which track temperature, humidity, air quality in the warehouse. And the automation streamlines the inventory and ensures proper rotation of stored goods. So you use the FIFO method properly so that you ensure everything is done in a proper way. And with AI, you have predictive maintenance, which ensures that you prevent refrigeration failure. And you try to reduce the spoilage risk. AI-driven inventory can keep optimizing stock levels and prevent either over or understocking. So, for example, a smart warehouse can reduce wastage and improve supply chain efficiency manifold. So, what are the digital tools for efficient harvesting and transport planning? So, for harvest scheduling tools, you can use data analytics, weather forecast to have an optimal harvest timing. So CropLyn, it helps farmers monitor crop health and plan harvest schedules accordingly. For transport optimization, you can use GPS-enabled logistic tools to reduce the travel time and thereby the fuel cost. You can also have an AI tools to look at load optimization that will ensure maximum transport efficiency. So at each level, how much will the truck carry or the container have, to what level it has to be filled, what kind of climate control has to be done. You can use AI tools around it and come to an optimized level for doing it. So by doing that, what will happen is you will carry a proper goods load at the same time in the condition which it is supposed to be carried, and you are keeping track of it. Because you are doing all this, you reduce the cost because you are improving the efficiency. And if you are carrying a perishable items, you are ensuring the perishable items do not go bad. Its shelf life has increased and it reaches the customer as and when it is planned to be reached. Therefore, all these tools are very important in handling, especially harvesting and transport planning. You can also have digital market linkages, like Ninja Cart links farmers to urban retailers, thereby ensuring fair pricing and reduced wastages. So the urban retailers order directly and the farmers know what is happening, what quantity is required, and they supply those quantities only, and thereby they harvest also those quantities if they can. If they need to harvest more because that is optimal, then they keep it in cold storage. So you see, the entire supply chain management with cold storage, smart warehouses, optimal route management is very important to ensure that you effectively run this supply chain management. Now, what are the technologies which enhances shelf life? So you preserve preservation techniques, as they call it. So you could have modified atmosphere packaging, where you control the gas composition in storage and you slow down the spoilage and ripening. You could also have edible coatings, like natural coatings like chitosan, aloe vera, which retains moisture and prevent microbial growth. Other technology, you can look at cold plasma technology. It disinfects fresh produce without chemical and extends the freshness. Another tech is the solar drying technology. It preserves the food naturally by reducing reliance on refrigeration. So value addition through processing. You can process raw agriculture goods into high value products to extend the shelf life. For example, fruits can be made into jams and dried slices, vegetables into pickles and powders. And this reduces post-harvest losses by converting surplus into storable goods. You can boost the rural incomes by expanding product range and increasing their market value. So, for example, Himachal Pradesh farmers process excess apple into dried slices and cider. You can have improved packaging solution for longer shelf life. So, you can have durable, moisture resistant, and vacuum sealed packaging which protects the perishables. You can have eco-friendly packaging, reducing the environmental impact, and also attracts a very conscious consumers. You can have a tamper-proof and insulated packaging which preserves the quality during transport. You can have digital labels, this is QR codes, that offer traceability and giving more confidence to buyers about its authenticity. You ensure safer and fresher products reach market and reduce the waste. Market access via e-commerce platform. So the online platforms enable rural farmers to sell directly to urban and global markets. It removes the intermediaries, thereby ensuring higher profit for the producers. The digital marketing tools help promote product freshness, quality, and authenticity. So mobile apps are given to small farmers to help them reach more buyers easily. So example of it is Amazon and Flipkart, which enables rural producers to access large customer bases. You have better storage facility like cold chain and smart warehousing to extend the shelf life. You can do efficient planning to get the digital harvest scheduling and transport tracking, reduce the delays. You can lower the waste by processing and preservation techniques to minimize product loss. You can have higher profits through market linkages and direct sales via e-commerce, thereby increase your earning. And in sustainability, you can have eco-friendly packaging and digital tools to improve the efficiency. How do you transform the rural supply chains? So first, you reduce the post-harvest losses with technology-driven solutions. Second, you use smart storage, transport optimization, and value-added techniques for higher overall supply chain efficiency. Then you use digital tools that can connect the rural farmers to the market, thereby enhancing their income potential. You invest in infrastructure and training to scale these solutions. And if you are able to do it properly, a tech-enabled rural supply chain can lead you to a sustainable agricultural growth. What are the innovation in last mile delivery? So last mile delivery, it refers to the final step in transporting goods to end consumers. So rural areas, of course, face challenges like poor infrastructure, scattered populations, and high logistic cost. Now, what technology advancement in drone, autonomous vehicle, mobile solution, and localized networks are improving the last mile efficiency? These innovations are trying to reduce cost, improve accessibilities, and support rural economic development. By adopting the digital and sustainable solutions, that is the key to optimize last mile delivery in rural supply chain management. Now, drones and autonomous vehicles in rural delivery. So there was a last mile challenge. Everyone said in hilly areas, in remote areas, the last mile is very, very difficult. Even in certain urban areas, the last mile is a bit of problem because of traffic and everything. So people have started experimenting with drones for the last mile delivery. So if you can test the drone for the last mile, what will happen is you are able to overcome a poor road conditions, but you can only deliver lightweight and high priority goods like medicines and all. So examples are there. In Rwanda, you deliver the medical supply and vaccines to remote villages using a zip line. And in agriculture, you have the potential to deliver seeds, fertilizers, and crop protection chemicals to the farms, again using drones. Autonomous vehicles is the new tech innovation which has come. So here, AI drives using the navigation, GPS, and sensors to transport goods effectively. So Starship technologies use automated delivery robots for groceries and parcel. India, there are startups which are testing self-driven vehicles for bulk agriculture transport, but it's still in the testing phase. So the benefit on all this is it reduces human dependencies, it lowers the cost, and ensures reliable delivery in the remote region. So how do you leverage localized delivery networks? So at a micro, entrepreneurs as delivery agents, so local individuals can act as a delivery partner who, because they know the area, they know knowledge, they do better navigation. So Amazon has an I Have Space program partners with rural shopkeepers are there for deliveries. You can also have an hub and spoke model. So you established a regional hub to distribute goods to the surrounding villages. So for example, Flipkart uses rural distribution center to streamline the last mile logistics. You could have a collaborative models like shared resources, for example, bicycles, motorcycles, bullock carts to improve efficiency. So Boda Boda motorbike taxis in Kenya are used for rural parcel delivery as an example. So why the benefits of doing such a way? It enhances the last mile logistical efficiency. It reduces cost and also creates income opportunities for a segment of people. Mobile enabled solution in last mile delivery. You could have real time tracking like GPS enabled apps allow consumers to track shipment, ensuring reliability. So there are examples like Delivery Shadow Fax, which provides tracking even in remote areas. You have digital payment systems like UPI, Paytm and M-Pesa to reduce cash dependency, making the transaction secure and fraud free. You have delivery management apps like Lala Move and Go Javas to optimize route and streamline operations. Your farmers can schedule pickup, ensuring timely market transport to markets. You can have data-driven insights, which collects customer preferences, delivery patterns, and market trends. You can use business use of analytics to enhance service quality and customize offerings. And mobile technology also bridges logistical gaps. It increases transparency and improves the rural connectivity. So with that, we come to end of this chapter. Thank you very much.